In October of 2016, WikiLeaks released the Podesta emails, over 20,000 pages of private emails from White House Chief of Staff John Podesta. This is the best example of an October surprise in our lifetimes. The Podesta emails opened the minds of millions to the fact that torturing children is a sort of sacrament to the vile creatures in control of our government. This 2016 October surprise became known as Pizzagate, and it was a deciding factor in many people voting against Hillary Clinton. Just as the Sean Combs child rape stories are dominating the public discourse, Hillary Clinton predicts an October surprise that will smear Kamala Harris, comparing it to Pizzagate.
What is something you see happening in the near future that we should be taking more seriously?
I anticipate that, you know, something will happen in October, as it always does. I anticipate there will be a full court press in October. The digital airwaves will be filled. And why does that matter? Because the press that is pro-Trump anyway, oftentimes stories are put on digitally that then are picked up by, let's say, at Fox and others. And then those stories are stories, so the mainstream press reports on them. And so that story then takes on a life of its own. There will be concerted efforts to distort and pervert Kamala Harris, who she is, what she stands for, what she's done. I mean, look, I mean, the crazy story about me running a child trafficking operation out of a basement of a pizzeria. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. It was a huge story. It starts online, often on the dark web. It migrates. It's picked up by the pro-Trump media. It's then reported on by everybody else, which makes sure it has about 100% coverage. And people believe it. So I don't know what it's going to be, but it will be something, and we'll have to work very, very hard to make sure that it is exposed as the lie that it is.
It sounds like she is referring to the Sean Combs case, where hundreds of victims have already come forward, including dozens who were children at the time, and revealed that drugging and raping people in front of a crowd of famous people was a ritual event of the P. Diddy party.
Typically, the victim is lured into a situation where he or she is given a drink. Typically, that drink, reported by these victims, is apparently laced with something. Once that drink takes effect, the perpetrators perform all kinds of sexual acts on the victims, many times passing him or her around as other people watch and enjoy the show, and then leave the victim ashamed, confused, injured, and wondering what happened. The day will come when we will name names other than Sean Combs, and there's a lot of names. Anyone, of course, who engaged in the assault or exploitation, anyone who participated in such in any way, anyone who encouraged or facilitated this conduct, anyone who was in the room and watched it happen but made no effort to stop it, any venue or venue owner who was aware of what was going on but failed to stop it, any individual or entity who knew about the conduct and benefited from it but did nothing to report it or stop it, and any individual or entity who covered it up or helped cover it up. I would expect there are many people out there right now who are desperately searching their memories as they delete their texts and data.
Without knowing the target, remote viewers, the Future Forecasting Group, was assigned near future global events in the fourth quarter of 2024. Several of them saw what appeared to be a major event before the election.
I had a feeling that someone was planning a coup of some kind.
Replacing one person with another, a swap or a change, it creates shock and awe, an unexpected change, like a last-minute sleight of hand before the show ends, like a new teammate or a new candidate.
A strong, powerful male was involved, a planned removal event.
I don't think this is Trump. This person looked younger. I wrote, you know, he reminds me of like Gavin Newsom, like that kind of look.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Get ready, folks. Massive news about to break. Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Stay on target, and that's getting Trump elected and stopping the deep state assassinating him and getting us into a nuclear war and securing our borders and getting an initiative launched to find the 325,000 at least missing children, admittedly in physical slave labor and sex slavery, many of them. We have so much massive news on this live Friday, October 4th, 2024 transmission. But I learned at 7 a.m. this morning from my lawyers, and I have all the documents and filings right here, that the Democrat deep state has gone next level. They literally, and this has been adjudicated at the Supreme Court, the Texas Supreme Court, the Fifth Circuit, all of it, are saying they own my name and own me, and that, like I'm a corporation, they want a receiver appointed that owns me forever. That's why they didn't want to settle. They wanted it to be non-dischargeable. And when they shut down InfoWars, if they're successful, it doesn't matter. Anything but $1.5 billion, they say they own me. Now, the courts have all ruled you can't do this. It's cut and dry. But they don't care because they believe they control the courts in Travis County, which they're now filing in. The Democratic Party has officially. Now, I can show you the headlines where they say they want to own the name Alex Jones. They want to own Real Alex Jones on X. They admit they want to set that precedent, and they say they own everything I do and anything I ever say. Now, that's not true. That's a fraud. But as I've said to you, they want me off the air when President Trump is president-elect, and they're moving to shut us down now on October 17th. Now, we've already survived 5 major attacks in the last 13 weeks. And at first, I'm like, hey, they sent in armed security guards to try to close the building without a court order. The Justice Department did. They got the trustee on the case to do it. The judge then fired him. This is vigilante stuff. Well, now they filed at the state court where they had the kangaroo trial, if you remember, where I was already found guilty, to do that. Now, I'll sleep on somebody's couch and do this broadcast. But the issue is, if I don't fight them in federal court and state court, now they will absolutely hamstring what I'm doing if they're successful and set this dangerous precedent. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cover this at the start of the next hour because we have too much news. They want to distract me with this, so I don't cover the news. I'm going to nail it. And then I'll spend 30 minutes at the start of the next hour breaking this down, reading the documents to you, showing it to you. Also, folks that I trust and are great are launching a GiveSendGo specifically for legal fees and for the expenses I'm going to have surrounding that. And just like I've held them off for 7 years, if we get the funds that we need, we will defeat them. Because what they're doing is totally illegal. I mean, the actual argument in the Fifth Circuit Court and the Supreme Court and the Texas Supreme Court, this has been tried a lot before, it's been thrown out all over the country, is that you can't do this. It violates the 13th Amendment prohibition against slavery. They're literally trying to bring back debtor prisons. And, of course, they lied and said I had hundreds of millions of dollars, had no such thing. All that's a fraud. In fact, pull up the New York Times headline where it says Alex Jones had meager assets. It turns out Alex Jones never really had anything. Yeah, they just said that. They said I did all these things I didn't do. They said I made all this money that I didn't make off these people. Didn't make the money, period. And then they said on the courthouse steps in Texas and Connecticut and on the national news, we want him silenced. You've seen the clips. Want to play them again? And you go, this doesn't sound real. They had the U.S. trustee that the feds had appointed send in armed security. And I said, where's the document? Where's the court order? I'm not leaving. I'm calling the police. They called the head of the security company and said, yeah, we can't do this. Remember that? And people heard me doing that 13 weeks ago, 12 weeks ago, and they thought, this can't be real. That's not America. Jones is making it up. I didn't stick cameras in their faces. I didn't have a confrontation with them. They backed off. I had to sleep up here. And then the next week, you saw it in the news. Indeed, they tried to close it. Then they filed in court that week and said, we do want it closed. The judge set a hearing for 2 weeks later, fired the U.S. trustee, fired the CRO, and said he's never seen anything like it. Now, that shows you how mad dog these people are. Now, I've been through bankruptcy. I don't have anything. But if you donate to the Legal Defense Fund that should be up very, very soon at GiveSendGo, we'll have a URL for you to go to. I will, sorry, my earpiece popped off. I will continue to fight. I will never give up. I will never back down. But let's just say this. The enemies of freedom are in a total panic mode, as you know. Trump is surging. Populists are surging worldwide. Anti-globalists are being elected everywhere. Parliaments are being taken over by the people. The WEF is reviled. Bill Gates is hated. The UN is falling apart. Their internal documents have come out that they're 95% hated. No, they're a criminal group. All the human trafficking is coming out. The CIA, Mossad, MI6, sex rings. Their house of cards is coming down. But they are obsessed with me because I was the first talk show host to really break out and reach billions, billions of people in the last 30 years. And I'm a symbol of the populist liberty movement that they believe they can destroy to send a message to you and to set a precedent for everybody else. So that's why this is the hill to die on. InfoWars is the hill to die on. Now, they know whether they buy InfoWars or not. George Soros Group says it's in the news they want to try to outbid our people that I've said I'll work with, that are patriots that have already pre-qualified and are going to bid. They know I'll just continue on. And so they are literally trying to take my name and say I can't use the name Alex Jones. That's in the federal court. That they want the social media, Real Alex Jones. It's my own private thing I set up in 2010. How many years is that? 15 years ago. And it's crazy. But that's what they're doing. I will not be the artist formerly known as Alex Jones because I was never an artist. I didn't sign a 360 agreement like Prince did with a big record company. Everything I've ever done has been free to air, copyright free, open to everyone. They've now said what I told you they wanted to do months ago. They're in the news saying we want to own his archive and ban it. And be able to go around and take Alex Jones down everywhere. Talk about Streisand effect. We're winning. They're panicking. They tried to use the bankruptcy to find criminal activity. The judge brought in three outside accounting firms for almost 2 years. I got a tax return out of it. Turned out I overpaid taxes. I didn't lie about anything. I didn't do anything wrong. They are so pissed. They've tried a bunch of other grand juries try to indict me. Even came out in the Washington Post a year and a half ago that went all the way to the top of the Justice Department. They had their indictments ready in D.C. And all people, Merrick Garland said, no, it's too political. And Jones hasn't done anything. They were going to indict me for January 6th, even though I tried to stop people going in. How's that going to look? So as corrupt as they are, they've thought, well, it's too big so far, a bite to chew. So we'll just use lawfare and jurisdictions we control to take Jones off the air. And I said I'd cover it next hour, and I will. I'll show you the documents, go over it. And we should have the give send go up by then. But I need to be flooded with money, because it's money that'll get us the top lawyers. We already got good ones, but we're getting specialists that will just destroy these arguments. But they think that because it's so political, they can finally get the Fifth Circuit federally or the Texas Supreme Court to say that you can own someone's name and you can seize everything they've got, including their paycheck, that the Constitution says you can't, of the state of Texas and the federal. So they're trying to overturn bankruptcy law and everything else right now on me, and they say that here. This is the most outrageous, crazy crap anyone has ever seen. But so was them doing two show trials where I was already found guilty by the judge for supposedly not complying with the discovery. Then they put all this twisted discovery up and don't let us defend ourselves, just have a show trial and tell the jury how guilty I am. The Texas jury said, well, he's worth $400 million, so we think 10% of his wealth should go to them, $45 million. I never had more than $6, $7 million in the bank ever. Got $9 million in Bitcoin, put it right into Free Speech Systems, and it helped us go for 2 years. So we're going to repost the Bitcoin site. We're going to launch a bunch of fundraisers. We're going to do a bunch of stuff in the next few days, because it will, with this full onslaught, they've spent over $70 million suing me in the last 6, 7 years. We've spent over $15 million fighting them and holding them off, because that's my mission. It's not about saving me in the end. It's about staying in position, getting the truth out. But I can't do it without you. Support our sponsors that, regardless, have pledged to keep us on the air one way or another. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go get the T-shirts. Get the ball caps. There's a great super green food there that's even better than Athletic Greens, in my view. It's even higher quality, which AG is great. I took it until I found this. It's even better. Similar but even better formula. That's there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go there now. But within an hour, hopefully, well, they'll have the Give Send go up, the Save Alex Jones broadcast, and you can donate there, and I'll give you the URL so you can go right to the subpage. So this is go time, and I'm not going to give up. I'm going to leave it all in the field. But I cannot do it without you. Can we put the live show feed up, please, from X? I want to read that headline to folks. Go to Real Alex Jones, the top tweet right there. I want to read that to folks on air, as I said before we went live. So there it is, Friday emergency broadcast, the deep state. Friday emergency broadcast, new deep state plot to close InfoWars and take Alex Jones off air discovered. Tune in for exclusive details of the corrupt establishment's attempt to take tyrannical censorship to levels never before seen. I mean, I don't even have words to describe this. And I'm going to show you the filings and all of it. And they believe they'll have a, you know, judges they think they control. I know they control Guerra Gamble. I don't know about this new one. And just march in there and say, we own him. And he and that's it. And we control his paycheck, and we control what he goes and where he does. So that's not going to happen. In fact, if they think this is intimidating me, it is having the exact opposite effect. I have been working so hard. I'm given, no exaggeration, 100 interview requests a day. And I'm so focused on this broadcast, I just do a few. You're not shutting anything up unless they kill me or put me in prison, which I'm sure they'll try next, this whole system. But it doesn't matter. I'm committed. I'm not going anywhere as long as the people back me. But they see myself as a symbol, like a Roman standard, capture the flag that they want as a symbol. And then they say in their public news articles, we're going to own him and take over his identity and attack him and attack anybody that promotes him, as if they own me like a commodity. They think they own your body with the poison shots. They think they own your kids with the transgender cult. These are slavers, people running all this. That's what they are. Bill Gates is a rapist that wants to rape your bodily autonomy and put dangerous mRNA in your body and mutate you and poison you and slowly kill you or quickly kill you with a heart attack. I mean, they are rapists. The New World Order are a cult of death that wants to destroy free will and your bodily autonomy, period. So that's where we are. And it's do or die time. TheAlexJonesStore.com. My dad's company's a big sponsor to keep me on air one way or another. DrJonesNaturals.com. Go there now. Get the great products, game-changing supplements. DrJonesNaturals.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Okay, I'm going to stop. because I said that I was going to get to this next hour, and I also want to think during some of the breaks about what I'm going to say. But this is a sign of our success against the bad guys. We're in a war, so expect to be attacked. I'm not a victim. I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I'm a warrior in the fight for human liberty and team humanity. That said, they're trying to get through me to get to you, as Trump says. And so I am fighting for you. I am your champion. They see me as that. They see Trump as your champion. And if you don't support and hold up your champions, that would happen with a lot of different countries and peoples and empires, back to ancient Spain, ancient Rome, same thing in Africa, Asia. A lot of times they'd say, let's not have a war between our true tribes. Let's have trial by champions. And then they'll put in the arena or the jousting court the two champions. And a land dispute or big issues like that would be decided on who won the fight. And so whether you like it or not, InfoWars is seen, the name itself, they admit this, it just upsets them because they're in an InfoWar against us. We're recognizing that and countering the war on for our minds with truth. So this is the rally point. Just like Stalingrad in World War II is where like a third of the Germans and Russians died out of the 40-plus million that killed each other. And the Russians and the Germans decided to slug it out at Stalingrad. Trump and InfoWars are like the Stalingrad of World War II. This is where the fight is. This is where the battle is. And I don't tend to really state that a lot because it's true and it's also dangerous. But the enemy thinks that, and that's the way it is. So I've got to tell you, and this isn't like me up here going, oh, I'm big time. I'm really important. The enemy thinks that. They are obsessed with me. They stalk me. They've connected themselves to me, and they raise hundreds of millions off my name. They lie about what I've done because they don't like me, because they don't like you. They don't like people that won't roll over to them. The same reason it's now confirmed 9 days in, still no troops deployed, blocking the helicopters, saving people, blocking other people's helicopters en masse, blocking all the drones, booty juice, saying, oh, you're going to hamper the relief effort, no helicopters or drones. People are just ignoring them. The helicopter pilots that are former military, we've got the videos, say that they're up there saving people all day long, going through four tanks of gas, working 14, 15 hours a day while it's light, saving people on these mountainsides and pregnant women and sick people and folks that are hurt from the floods and dead bodies everywhere. And when they land, the feds are like, we're going to have you arrested if you go back up. And they'll fly around all day and see hundreds of private helicopters just saving thousands per sector, per region, like Western North Carolina. And then they'll see all day two Blackhawks saving people. That is a microcosm, and it's only some of the state guards. The feds are doing nothing. Oh, here's $750. It's like giving somebody who's drowning with bowling balls tied to their legs a postage size flotation device. It doesn't help you. You go right to the bottom. And booty juice is up there blocking the aid because they want those rural areas that are 80% Republican voters in most areas out of the election. And it's all confirmed. It's all going down. And then here's some more of it. Here's some more of the news. Breaking. See, they hate you, folks. FBI linked to foreign assassins targeting Trump arranged terrorist entry in the U.S. I told you that on July 15th, 2 days after, I said they're going to claim there's Iranian assassins. They're going to claim that's who tried to kill Trump. They're going to use that as cover. A few days later, they started pushing the Iranian thing. I said, watch, there'll be plots. It'll be FBI funded. Trended top of X last night, mainstream news. Tomorrow's news today. I've got their number. Another one, Elon Musk to attend Donald Trump's Butler, PA rally Saturday, just 3 months after tragic shooting. Continuing. Smartest man in the world warns America under enemy occupation after government fails hurricane victims. Powerful article. We'll continue with massive developments with the transgender, big government funded, brainwashing children secretly without parents' knowledge to put them in the transgender cult, and a bunch of the people doing this being caught being pedophiles. Huge stack of news on that. John Kerry and other globalists come out again and assault free speech and say it's time to ban it. Also, Tina Peters, former Colorado County clerk, sentenced to 9 years in prison for simply checking to see if the voting machine had been hacked. 9 years in jail. Also, FBI whistleblowers are saying there's a plan to deploy plainclothes FBI agents to Maricopa County polling stations to monitor Trump voters. Total harassment. We've also got a lot of the poison shot news breaking. Now another major study. COVID shots erase your immune system. Well, I have them when they were rolling out 4 years ago, bragging that it'll erase your immune system. So you'll have to have more of the shots. I mean, this is just unbelievably naked and out in the open. But when we come back, I want to go through some of these clips of the helicopter pilots. Law enforcement, military, you name it, going up on their own to save people. And these incredible videos of people with mirrors trying to get their attention in the woods. And they land and are saving women that just had babies during the storm. Old people. Nobody's coming in to save them. You can only get to these areas with helicopters and the feds trying to block it. Also, busted MSNBC producer admits MSNBC doing all they can to help Kamala win. And we all know that. But here's this senior producer admitting it's all run by the campaign. Violates campaign finance law right there. It's just insane. The moment that we're alive in right now. But the good news is globalists are being confronted everywhere. We've got a bunch of videos of that. Man channels Alex Jones confronts economist Paul Krugman on hurricane response. Ukraine billions and economic crisis. So the good news is humanity's waking up and rallying. The bad news is the empire is striking back. And for those of us that are at the tip of the spear, we get harassed, we get attacked. But we knew that was the case. I'm just simply asking for you to take every article, every video, report, share it on your email, your text message, word of mouth, and tell people you share it to share it, and tell them that they tell folks to share it, to trigger the chain reaction. And at this critical point, after 30 years of the fight, to financially back my backers and this operation so that we are robust and can crush this attempt to literally own my name and own me as a chattel slave in violation of the 13th Amendment. I mean, that's the actual court rulings at the Fifth Circuit and U.S. Supreme Court and Texas Supreme Court. They actually say slavery was outlawed at the end of the Civil War. They're literally trying to overturn the 13th Amendment. That's the arguments. But they think, well, he's so unpopular with the courts, we'll get it on Jones. Just like everything else. They've been on MSNBC, CNN going, we're setting the precedent with Alex Jones to get everybody else. And you see what they've done to Trump. Where he says, I never raped that woman. I don't know that woman. Boom, $8 million judgment. I don't know that woman. $80-something million judgment. She didn't even know what year he supposedly touched her. All this craziness. And you're like, well, that's terrible. But people see through what's happening to Trump. And so they're backing more. And that's great. But we're critical. We're junior to Trump. He's 20 times more effective than me. And then there's Elon Musk that's as effective as Trump. But after that, there's Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones. And they want to destroy me to send a message to everybody else. Don't let that happen. Celebrate InfoWars. Celebrate what we've done together. Celebrate us. Realize it's exciting to get involved in support. It's historic. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. I need massive funding to take these people on. And they're going to be so pissed when we get it because we're never going to surrender. Never surrender. Rally to me.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com. SaveAlexJones.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
But let me just say this here right now to everybody. They are trying to shut down InfoWars on November 13th. Democrats are all over the Washington Post, New York Times, you name it. Leftists line up to buy Alex Jones InfoWars and auction and destroy the brand. Okay? It's everywhere. We can put those on screen. They want my social media. I'm fighting them in court. They're not going to get that, but it takes money to fight them. And we're working with other folks to set up the infrastructure, continue on, not miss a beat in case that happens. And if we do continue on with a good buyer, rolling the new operations in and just expanding. But I need your help, and I make it easy. I need everybody watching to go to drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's supplement company. He's the guy that came up with all the other great supplements we have. He knew we were going to be shut down 3 years ago, went and set up his own warehouse, his own shopping cart. And there's so many amazing high-end supplements at low prices at drjonesnaturals.com. We have immune support. Going into the winter, this concentrated tincture of all these key natural compounds boosts your immune system ahead of getting sick. You need to take it so you don't, or your immune system has a leg up. Get immune support. Discount at drjonesnaturals.com. The whole food multivitamin is all from concentrated whole food sources, so it's real vitamins your body absorbs. Everybody should be on that. Top Brain is a natural, high-quality compound of stimulants that gives you incredible clean energy without the letdown. Top Brain. Then there's Soreless, natural pain reliever at drjonesnaturals.com. Try it. You'll love it. Then there's Rocket Rest for your immune system, your body, your mental clarity, your focus. Sleep is so important. You take this herbal sleep aid, you will be blown away by the deep, clear, restful sleep you get. It's super strong Rocket Rest in stock, but a lot of this is selling out at drjonesnaturals.com. Cabachil isn't a depressant, but it gives you a relaxed clarity like a stimulant, but it's the opposite. It's amazing. Cabachil, even though it's selling out, is the big loss leader. 60% off right now, drjonesnaturals.com. We're about to sell out of Next Level Foundational Energy with our sponsor at drjonesnaturals.com. It is not a stimulant, but it's the concentrate breakdown of folic acid. That's why Popeye's strong, because he eats the spinach. Well, a lot of people can't absorb folic acid. It's the breakdown of that with a key compound of organic B complex and other compounds that supercharge and clean out your cells and gives you energy within 30 minutes with no letdown. Next Level Foundational Energy is the flagship product at drjonesnaturals.com. Then, Fiber Greens. Look at this big giant bottle. A whole bunch of concentrated seed sprouts that have all of these super things in them and trace elements and just the life force that makes a whole plant grow, flushes out your guts, does incredible stuff for your immune system. Fiber Greens at drjonesnaturals.com. And then, of course, selling out Primal Youth. This is just over-the-top amazing stamina, libido, energy, all of it at drjonesnaturals.com. This is your chance to help us stay on air and get great products. Please take action now at drjonesnaturals.com. Now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
And it's only going to get worse until people wake up, and you will wake up one way or another. You may wake up when the drones are flying down the street and the big trash trucks, robot driven, are pulling up and getting the dead bodies, and your wife and kids are dead, and for some reason you're immune to the new virus, and you're sitting there with the electricity off and no food, and half the city's dead. And just know that often luxurious places, that people like Zuckerberg will be in their bunkers while we're all dying. But our people are everywhere, and they're watching the enemy. And when we all jump on their private jets this week, next month, a year from now, whatever it is, and the private airports are full of all the establishment and their minions loaded up with all their crap flying off to their armored fortresses, that's another key to know when they're about to pull the trigger on a new bioweapon or a nuclear war. But after the dust settles, we know where to get the medicine and food we need as survivors, don't we? And that's what matters at the end, is we will get these people. I may not be around for it, and a lot of you won't be around for it, but don't get on the bus when they tell you they're relocating you for your safety when all the food and energy's off. As you go to that forced labor camp, you ain't ever coming back. This is how it works in history. Happens all the time. People forget freedom. They don't stand up for themselves. And the tyrants take over. And they don't just not care about you. They hate you. They want to hurt you. I always hear, oh, the New World Order doesn't care about the people. Oh, the Democrats don't care. Oh, they do care. They love partying and taking drugs and getting their hair done and flying around on private jets while your kids are all locked up in the house with you and you're going bankrupt. They enjoy hurting you. It makes them enjoy their lives so much more. And hey, only people you got to blame is yourself, right? I mean, I'm not saying you're to blame. They obviously are the really bad people. But hey, I get it. You know, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of movies to see, a lot of concerts, a lot of, let somebody else handle that. Well, the New World Order is going to handle you. And they're making their move. You're like, well, they'll never get away with that. I mean, this is America. Have you looked around, boys and girls, at where we are and how fast things are going downhill?
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
You will meet so many amazing people wearing the shirt. I'd say you'll get probably 50 compliments before you get one person screaming at you.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
But it's an adventure to wear any of these shirts, but particularly this one. Get this design and so many others. They're limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on air in our fight against the globalist. And I want to thank you so much for your support, because literally, when you call in thanking me on air, I say stop, because I'm thanking you. I love fighting the globalist. This is what I do. We've had such a huge effect together. So I want to thank you all for your past support and encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com and be sure to enter for the free truck and $10,000 and buy more product, support the broadcast, and get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day, each time you buy a product. This new initiative is so important to the future. So everybody, if you support what we're doing and want to get great shirts and ball caps at the same time, go to thealexjonesstore.com. And I almost forgot, most of these shirts come in multiple colors. All right, you notice that I was just off air the last 6-7 minutes. It's because I'm so distracted battling behind the scenes to keep us on air that I almost didn't do the show today. But again, the enemy wants us off air. They don't want us covering these issues. And so I'm going to go through all the news now. And then I'm going to break down the latest attack on your freedom and the attempt to repeal through the courts the 13th Amendment prohibition against slavery, literally. And they're trying to legalize identity theft by the lawfare Democrats who want to own you and your family. That's all coming up. And then I'll continue with news throughout the transmission today and your phone calls like we've done the last 2 days in a row. Okay. Undoubtedly, the Democrat Party that controls FEMA and the response to the devastated 4 states by the hurricane are blocking aid, are grabbing people's donations of food and money, are keeping helicopters and cars and trucks and drones out of the area, have blocked the helicopters, have blocked the drones, are threatening to arrest people, but folks are ignoring them in most cases. And we're now 8-9 days into this, and none of the 1,000 troops have showed up. Some of the state guards that have helicopters have been seen. They'll fly all day long and maybe see two military helicopters. And again, hundreds per state of private citizens. And so the feds are saying, we're not going to give you aid. And then if you try to give people aid, we're going to come after you, because it is mainly, and even the New York Times reported this 2 days ago, Washington Post yesterday, it's true. The rural areas of Tennessee, North Carolina particularly hit bad, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, the West Coast, the Panhandle, are the most conservative areas in the South. And the rural areas are the most conservative. Some of them are 90% Republican, but most are upwards of 80. It's all wiped out. And I've seen countless videos, just like you've seen, of those towns, and there's nobody there except a couple sheriff's department and maybe the local fire department. And in most cases, the locals are saying they're helping and doing a great job, working 20 hours a day. But the feds are nowhere to be seen but down the mountains blocking aid getting in. And I have countless clips I can play for you of this. I posted them on Real Alex Jones. Buttigieg saying they're blocking aid because, you know, you get in the way of the recovery. They don't want a recovery with 31 days left to the election. And they're admitting this is going to block voting in many areas that are ravaged. And then if people try to drive 50 miles down off the mountain and find another town to vote, they're not in those databases. And now in all the smoke and all the hysteria and all the chaos, the chicanery that we saw in Georgia and other states can take place. Oh, a broken water pipe. We're closing and stopping the voting. They put up cardboard over the windows and then start grabbing the same set of ballots and running them through the machines over and over again, just like Michigan, just like Pennsylvania, just like Arizona. And the feds are being deployed to these key districts in these key states to ensure the fraud can be completed. So I was talking to Jack Posobiec last night. He said, no doubt the worst hit areas in North Carolina are the conservative areas. If they don't get to vote, Trump's going to lose. So we knew they had a lot of tricks up their sleeves. And we put out special reports on the history of weather control and hurricane control. And the governments in 67 can create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, weaken them, strengthen them, steer them. So why didn't they kill this hurricane? They had the power to kill Helena, but they didn't. That's not debatable. And in our special report that went viral yesterday, we show you the CIA director admitting it. We show you the documents. We show you this. But it'd be like if you were Rip Van Winkle and fell asleep under a tree in 1900 and you woke up in the year 2000 and you saw airplanes in the sky and cell phones and computers, and you'd think it was magic. Well, the public is like that about weather control. They were doing weather control 200 years ago in England with rockets that would put salt into a cloud and make it bigger. Causes nuclei, makes the water vapor condense, forms droplets, it falls. But they've had really intense weather modifications since World War II, and they've got big floating platforms at sea, they admit, that are HAARP technology. And they've got it on the ground with the Doppler that can control these storms. Cloud seeding's old-fashioned compared to this. But that goes on as well. So we have to look at that, and people are looking at that. And the news was a lot more open in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. There'd be huge floods and events. Greg Reese's latest report on it's excellent, on how to create hurricanes and how to flood populations. Pull up the actual headline and show it to you. I forget the exact headline. And he just shows a bunch of congressional documents and mainstream headlines from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and then they just start saying, well, it doesn't exist. Yeah, how to steer hurricanes, flood homes, and steal lithium. And he's focusing on the lithium, which is important, but this is all about the election. Make no mistake. There's the report on man.video, 500,000 views, got millions on X. It needs 100 million views. We need Elon Musk to retweet this. So let's start going through some of these clips. And remember, every minute while I'm talking about these subjects, like the last episode of The Matrix, the machines are drilling in to the headquarters. So I'll, like, we're up in the Matrix battling the globalists, jacked in, and the machines are drilling through the wall. The walls are rumbling. Start to see a drill come through. I mean, it's very exciting, actually, because I feel good. I'm fighting tyranny. I've been kicking their ass for 30 years. Every day we stay on air, we just become more legendary thanks to all your support. And the symbol that this broadcast has become is enraging them. And I realized in the last year or so that I've been my own greatest enemy. I was not even being humble. I was just pulling back how important we were and not pointing out that we were something the enemy wanted to capture as much. And I was didn't know I was depressed. I wasn't really depressed, but I was just kind of eating too much and not sleeping enough and, you know, just not caring about myself. But I realized how much they hate me. I had to start making myself love myself and realize, well, I swam a mile this morning at 6 a.m. And you know what? Just because they're attacking me, tonight I'm going to swim another mile. And it's so exciting to climb into the river in the dark. And I can just swim because the endorphins start flowing when you're out there with the water moccasins and snapping turtles. And I come crawling out under the moonlight and get in my car with a towel. Feels so good. I think I'll put 2 miles in tonight in the river just for you. And I'll get out all red, my chest pumping, just for you, enemies. 2 miler tonight. After my 7-year-old's asleep, I'll slip out and go have a nice 2-mile swim. Oh, and there's a documentary getting made about all that, too, you'll be hearing about soon. You'll see all the video of me swimming in the river at 10 o'clock at night. So, with the alligators, because that's, yeah, you know, alligators in South Austin. That's what's fun about this. That's the excitement. See, I like to get in the water with the alligators in the dark. I like it. I like the fight with the New World Order. I like it. And I've re-interfaced with the old Alex Jones. I'm back. Just for you, 3 miles today. A mile this morning. It was just going to be a mile a minute ago. Now it's going to be 2 miles. And the best part is, after a quarter mile, I zone out and I can swim 5 miles. I'm going to swim up past 2 bridges. And when I hit a mile, I'm going to turn around with the city lights at night as I watch the big carp swim past me. Got a little flashlight on my shorts I can turn on. See all the alligator gar. Sometimes take a camera for the film. You'll see it at night. You see? I want my enemies to know that. You think all the stuff you've done to me has intimidated me or backed me down? I was my own enemy. And not anymore. Just wait till I go down another 50 pounds. You think my enemies are like that? I'm losing 6 pounds a week. I bet I lose 2 pounds tonight. And it's all for my enemies so I can defend the people. Thank you for the motivation, enemies. You'll never take me off the air. You'll never silence me. Even if you kill me or put me in prison, you just make this operation more effective. There's nothing you can do to stop me if I don't stop myself and if I don't decide you've won. You've lost and you will be defeated. And the listeners are taking action and they're going to drjonesnaturals.com to support our sponsor, and they're going to thealexjonesstore.com, and they're going to go next hour when I announce the Give, Send, Go, and they're going to support us, and we're going to boldly go in and just fight the enemy who thought I was about money and learned I put everything into this fight because I'm about defeating the New World Order, defending the unborn, stopping the pedophiles, stopping World War III, getting Donald Trump elected, finding the 325,000 missing kidnapped kids by Kamala and Mayorkas, and bringing these tyrants down. We are never stopping. We are never giving in. We are never backing down. We are never going away. I know how all this is going to end. The globalists are going to be defeated. I don't know exactly how that's all going to unfold, but I can see it. And as I've told them 1,000 times, I'll say it again. If they want to fight, they better believe they got one. Sorry, I'm already getting into that. I just wanted my enemies to know. The little rituals I conduct of enjoyment. You think these cowards slide into a hot river at 10 o'clock at night? No, because they're little cowards. I love it. I love going to the Texas or Florida beach and swimming out 500 yards at midnight. And every once in a while, you even get to see a shark fin go by, or maybe a manatee. You see, because I like reality. And you cowards and you chicken neck leftists can't even wipe your wart covered asses with both hands. So, remember that they hate you and your family. They despise the fact that you love God. They're of their father, the devil, the left. And they are in the process of being removed from power, not just here, but around the world. But they are planning to not turn the power back on and not get the election systems going in the key battleground areas of those states. And this is one of their big October surprises. But with 31 days left, they are going to try even more crap. So, let's go ahead and roll this first clip. This is Jonathan Howard with the Florida State Guard Special Mission Unit saying they are literally allowing people to effing die in the mountains right now because we can't get helicopters, and they're trying to block them. Here it is.
My name is Jonathan Howard. I'm a member of the Florida State Guard Special Missions Unit, and I'm also up here with Aerial Recovery, a nonprofit. I came up here on Sunday with Aerial Recovery before we even got activated. We flew up here, and then we got activated, which is great. I have my team up here working as well. Here's the problem. I'm going to tell you everything that's happening from the ground, what I'm actually seeing, because what they're telling you is complete bullshit on the news, and these politicians don't have a clue and they're lying. And I'll say this now, I'll say it at the end of the video. The only thing I need from this video is helicopters. If I have helicopters, I can save lives. Without helicopters, I can't reach these people. It doesn't matter how many chainsaws and trucks I got, I can't get to them. They're 10 miles in, 20 miles, 40 miles in the mountains. There's no way to get with them or even communicate with them. I am literally flying around in a civilian helicopter looking for SOS messages carved in the mud or painted on the ground, and we're dropping down and saving them. What got me fired up about this was yesterday, me and my team did the rescue of that 11-day-year-old baby. And all these government officials and social media, they're showing that video, that pictures and video of that rescue, and claiming that like they have some like government helped with that. And I mean, even USAA, I think it was USAA Today, wrote an article about it saying it was a Florida National Guard that went and got it, like with a helicopter. No, it was me, my buddy Charlie, and a civilian named Zeb with his own personal helicopter out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Like without that civilian, that baby would be dead. And the old lady we went and rescued after that, she'd be dead too because she had 1 day left of oxygen. That no one was going to go get them. I will tell you, when we go up in the air, I probably see 40 civilian helicopters, and I might see 2 Black Hawks, National Guard, military, whatever they are. That's it. No one's out there doing rescues. I have my entire team up here from Florida right now, and they have no ability to go rescue these people other than what they can drive to. And the people that are in dire need, they're out in the mountains. They are completely cut off. Now, I will say, I spoke to my congresswoman down in Florida, and she's a badass, and she made a bunch of phone calls, and now we got 2 contracted 60s coming up here tomorrow, which is great. I love that, but like, I still don't understand why we don't have more helicopters. Like, we'll get a lot of work done with that, but there's no military. There's no one's doing nothing. It blows my mind. And they're not even allowing people to see what's really going on. One of our friends yesterday, they were actually escorting CNN down at Lake Lore, and they wouldn't even let CNN. The sheriff department would not let them go videotape the bad areas, how destructive it is. I don't know why they don't want to show you all that, but I mean, it is bad. I should also say, when I flew here on Sunday, they actually stopped us from going in, the sheriff department. And it was because of a bunch of politics that they were claiming was a speaker of the House of North Carolina that was preventing us from even going in and trying to kick us out, which I have clarified today with North Carolina politicians that reached out to me, good on them. And they were like,
all right, go ahead and pay this down. This guy's testimony and literally dozens of others, I posted on Real Alex Jones. If you want to go see those, with him saving people, the stuff he talks about, they have video of it. They've been so busy, they haven't uploaded a lot of it. There's literally hundreds of videos of people being saved. Thousands have been saved. They're now saying it's probably more than 1,000 dead. And Pete Buttigieg, Buttigieg, as Biden calls him, is like, oh, we're blind to block helicopters and drones and saying no fly areas because you get in the way of us. You heard him. He's flying all day, four refuelings. And they see two Blackhawks the whole day. That's because that's State Guard doing that. They're not sending in the regular army, any of it. And they've got bases all over the place in North Carolina, South Carolina, everybody, Georgia. And the military wants to help. And they're waiting for the orders. They're waiting for orders that never come because they want it devastated. They don't want it fixed because they don't want the people to be able to vote. And they want the chaos to be able to do what they want. Here's a Buttigieg talking about what I just mentioned. Then we'll go to Biden saying, what storm? I don't know what storm you're talking about. Here it is.
Our goal is to make sure that funding is no obstacle to very quickly getting people the relief that they need and deserve. There's also some safety issues that come up. For example, temporary flight restrictions to make sure that the airspace is clear for any flights or drone activity that might be involved in helping to allow those emergency responders to do their job.
What do the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What are the states in the storm zone? What do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need. And they're very happy across the board.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break, come back, start hour number two. I've got way more news on this, on the election, on the wars, on the economy, on the pedo cults, on pedo Diddy. It's all coming out. The CIA's in deep trouble. Hillary's panicking. October surprise, they know, is coming. It's bombshell, bombshell, bombshell. And the Democrat Party is trying to repeal the 13th Amendment through lawfare officially. You cannot exaggerate how insane this all is. We'll be right back. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.